Right, just pulling back the blast-proof doors to the tunnels. Going to follow me, and it is pitch black, so watch your footing. Your eyes don't adjust to this at all. That through there is the decontamination room, so if somebody had been sent out to restore order in the local community, they put their NBC suit into the tank there, come through the shower, and then back into the bunker. We're now coming into the hub of the nuclear bunker. And on our left is the would have been the operating theatre, and obviously the sick bays there as well. And also they had a like dentist would have been on site.
And when was it actually built?
It was built for the First World War, and the Rover Works ran it as a shadow factory, and they made parts for the Rolls-Royce Merlin engines for the aircraft. Okay, we're coming up to the BBC centre, and this is where they would have broadcast to the other bunkers should the phone lines have gone down, or if they needed to speak to the local area, they'd have broadcast from here. Obviously, the sound's changed, and you're pretty used to this. It's a soundproofed room.
It's quite different, though, to BBC studios we have it today.
Yeah, not quite as modern, is it?
No, there are wires everywhere, and yeah, you've got a carpet though.
There is carpet. It's
for the
yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
And telephones.
Not the cleanest.
Not the cleanest. And telephones.
Because no. there was eight telephone lines which came into the bunker, which were pressurised underground lines, but which were still operational. And say if they went, then there's a mast on top of the hill, which is connected obviously down to this room we're in now.
What would it have looked like for people at the time?
It was all painted in a sort of just off-white colour. So it was designed that it wouldn't, after a few months of being in here, it wouldn't affect their eyes or make them go demented, but I should imagine after a week or two in here, you'd have had enough.
The whole world was sort of holding its breath. What do you think the atmosphere would have been like?
You can't imagine. You can't begin to imagine how tense it would have been if you'd been brought down here and that was all sort of kicking off. And recently I was interviewed on Russian television and they were asking similar questions and they couldn't believe how prepared we were or how seriously we took the threat of nuclear war.
We've only been in here a couple of minutes, but it is incredibly impressive. So you've got the BBC studios, you have a kitchen, place for the dentist and the doctors.
Dormitories for the men and for the women, shower blocks, games halls, cinema rooms. There was a place for the police, the tax office, the post office, the Ministry for Fisheries, Agriculture. They all had a place down here, which they would have come to and hopefully restarted the country again.